then let's do this.
So back in the Cave of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah. We are. So so we're here at the Cave of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's Alan Belly and I.
You guys thought it was over. You guys thought that this podcast was over.
So before we get started, let's, you know, shout out to Al for thank you for sharing the Cave of Thrones again, even though Gil's not here.
Gil, shout who's Gil?
To, yeah, right. Shout out to Belly for showing up.
Oh yeah, we have someone better than Gil.
That's
we have Gil's sister.
And one last
improved version.
The new improved Gil.
And one last one. Suck it, Gil. Suck it. All right, yeah. So what have you guys been up to? What's going on?
Oh my god, all kinds of things.
What hasn't been going on?
I'll tell you what hasn't happened. What hasn't happened is we haven't been given permission to podcast yet. But you can have it now.
Oh. Now we've been given permission now?
We have been given permission.
I think we have.
Let's do this.
All right. Do we need Gil's permission?
Oh, I don't know. Should we call him? Hey, Gil, can we have your permission?
I heard he went to Cabo with, who was the sound guy? That old?
Oh, Tobias.
With Tobias.
Yeah, don't even get me started about that guy. So, yeah, I guess
I
should throw this.
Did they go to Cabo?
He's probably still at the Renaissance.
Yeah. Gil or Tobias, or did they go together?
Yeah,
how romantic.
They were at the Renaissance.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
So, Bennett, what were you doing today?
So, like, I was out with some friends. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm new to Arizona, so I'm still trying to meet people and just do my own thing.
Well, I heard you don't have trouble meeting ladies' nephews.
So, like, okay, so I'm new, you know, I don't know anybody, but, you know, I'm trying to meet people, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find my way around here. And I had a lady friend at work that was, like, trying to hook me up with her nephew. You know, she was like, oh, my God, you're so pretty. You should meet my nephew. And so she took a picture of me, and then she sent it to the nephew. The nephew was like, oh, okay, yeah, I want to meet her.
So she took the picture. Wait, was it like, hey, can I take your picture?
What kind of
you
picture?
Posed?
Was it duck lips? You know,
swipe one out and go,
yeah,
bam, before
like,
you knew it.
And she was like, oh, my God,
you
you're so pretty.
Did you authorize the pic?
You should meet my nephew. Click. I was like, what the fuck? So, okay, whatever. And literally, this is like week one. I've been here 6 months. This was like the first week I was there. And so, I didn't pay attention. So 6 months later, she gave me the nephew's number. She was like, oh, have you called my nephew? Like, I would see her randomly. You know, she's like housekeeping. I didn't see her a whole bunch. So I would see her randomly. She's like, did you text my nephew? I'm like, oh, no, I haven't texted. So, like, she was like, oh, my God, my nephew's like, what's up? Like, when are you going to text him? Blah, blah, blah. This is six, like, I just saw her, like, 3 weeks ago. So I was like, oh, you know, like, and I was like, so then I started, like, being intrigued. Okay, so what's going on with your nephew? Like, tell me what his situation is, like, whatever. And then I was like, is he tall? Because I don't fuck around with small dudes, you know. Like, you know, I'm a big girl, you know. I'm 5'8", you know.
She didn't show you a picture of him?
She did, but it was just like a headshot.
Oh,
you know, it was like a face, which, whatever. He was like a classic white dude. It's cool.
classic white dude.
Classic white dude. Hey, you know, as the only white dude in the room,
yeah,
what would that
is
be?
Is Ron classic? I mean, he's been around with back in the 70s,
I mean,
you know?
It could have been Ron's baseball, I know. He's just classic
So what you mean by classic white dude is we all look the same.
Or I could mean like super charming, hot, sexy.
Okay.
You know, it was a white dude, whatever. And he wasn't ugly. And she saw me in his face, and I was like, okay, fine. What does he do? What's his story? You know, I wanted to know a little bit of background about it, you know? Some deets. And, and then she's like, oh, and I was like, listen, I don't date short dudes, you know? I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'8", you know? She was like, oh, no. He's at least 5'10", if not more. Now, mind you, she's like 5'2". Okay, so so I'm already like thinking
skeptical.
Like, yeah. Because like, you know, to a 5'2" person, everybody's tall, right? So I'm like, all right. And then she was like, and he's a respiratory therapist. He works downtown Phoenix. He's got his own place, whatever. Like, it sounds all legit.
Like
everything
his own place,
sounds...
like he lives alone or lives by himself and not with mom, or his own place, like his own business for respiratory therapy.
Oh, no. He's a respiratory therapist at some place in downtown Phoenix, but he's got his own place in downtown Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, whatever. And then so next thing you know, like he's messaging me, like texting me. We messaged back and forth. So then I'm like, I don't know. I was out when he was texting me. And then, so I was like, you know, like, nobody wants a text. Like, I don't care for a text buddy, you know, right, like, right, whatever. Right. Like, either we hit it off or we don't. And then that's just it. So he was like, so I was like, listen, do you want to meet up? Like, you know, like, I don't want to, like, text you for 3 days, you know. It's like, whatever. Like, either I like you or I don't. And then he was like, oh, like, I'm not into drinking. Like, I'm beyond that. Because he's, like, in his 40s. He's like, I, you know, I'm beyond drinking. I'm not into that. You know, like, when I meet a girl, you know, and then he was like, do you want to go on a hike with me? That's what he told me, like, to hike with him. I haven't been hiking since I got here. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want the first hike to be with you. I don't fucking know you.
Two people go up, one person comes down.
Right.
And it ain't
Belia. I've got the greatest place. It's out in the desert. It's like 70 miles east.
Yeah.
There'll be nobody to bother
us. How do you escape from that shit?
You're like,
it's like, once you're hiking, you're
I'll
done.
I'll drive.
Bella's gonna be leaving the popcorn trails like Bobby Brady did when he got lost in Grand Canyon.
Exactly.
That's actually smart. I should have thought of that. I was like, yeah, no, I don't know. And then he was like, well, I'm not in the bar scene. Like, he's telling me this. Like, I don't go to bars. I'm not in the bar scene. I know, right? Yeah. Because I need a drink if I'm gonna meet a person for the first time. So, and then he's like, do you want to go to the zoo? Like, him.
So, hiking, no. Zoo, no.
To the Phoenix Zoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me just ask this. I mean, this is more rhetorical than anything.
Yeah.
So, is this what sober people do?
I don't
know. Is that if we go to the zoo?
I don't know. Like, what do you, what do people
do? Activities are more fun
when
you drink.
Let's let her finish because maybe there's another laundry list of things that sober people do that I was unaware of.
I mean, I don't know. Like, go get coffee, maybe? I mean, I don't know what the other.
Is this dude Mormon?
I don't know.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
So, okay, mind you, so I told the chick, like, listen. What's his, you know, give me some details. She's like, he's got a job. He lives in alone. Whatever, whatever. And then she goes, oh, I don't know. He's like 5'10". And I'm like, 5'10"? Okay, I can do 5'10". That's cool. You know, whatever. I'm 5'8". I can do 5'10". Okay. So, and this is her telling me who's 5'2". So whatever. He's like, let's meet at the zoo, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, I haven't been to the zoo since I got here. I can entertain this. Fine. That's cool. So, and granted, it's a Sunday. He wants to meet on a Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Just before church.
9 o'clock in the morning at the fucking zoo. So, I was like, oh, fuck, this guy better be worth it. I got to get up early. Like, he better be fucking worth it. So, but then I kind of like brought it down to like, I'm not an early bird, like maybe 10:30, 11, like 11-ish. So at 10:30, he texts me that Sunday morning. He texts me like, hey, I'm at the zoo. It's super crowded here. I don't know, like, maybe we shouldn't come here. Like, there's not a park for you. There's nowhere for you to park. Like, it's so crowded.
He wasn't going to pick.
No. You can't pick somebody up. Like, you don't, like, no,
really?
No. Yeah, like, I don't know this guy. I'm going to get in his car. Like, no.
Started with, I'm picking you up at your house.
No. Hell no. I would have not even went there.
I'm telling you.
I would not.
I get that logic when you're in high school.
No.
And you know this person.
But if you're meeting a random person for the first time, no, we meet at a public place. Yeah, That's how it goes down.
I totally don't blame you there.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Okay. I have my car. You got your car. No, you're not going to pick me up.
Well, I understand the logistics of, you know, there's crazies out there. But what did we do back in the day? I mean, we always pick chicks up. Did we get crazier as a society? Are people less, you know,
No. I know what you're saying, but like, was there this like blind date type shit? Have you ever been on a blind date? Probably not, right?
No, but hookups like at a bar.
Yeah, because you met the person. Blind date. Like, you've never met this person. Like, if this person was standing in front of you, you don't know who they are type shit. Right? Like, okay, I know what you're saying, but we're in a society where you got internet dating, online dating, where you don't even know these people. You do not have somebody pick you up at your home. Like, hell no. You don't know. You don't do this.
I guess that makes sense.
I know what you're saying because this is new. Because, like, you've been married forever.
Well, I guess like Ron was saying, in high school, you see each other.
Already.
Yeah, you know
somewhere.
They're not.
Yeah.
And as a whole, even if, like, if you meet somebody at a bar, you kind of know where they live and you kind of know their situation. Oh, you're so-and-so's cousin. You're their friend. But no, these are random, strange people. You don't do this shit.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But
no,
then why
no.
would he be already there? Like, wouldn't you guys, like, arbitrarily?
Because he was super anxious. He texted me the night before, hey, I'm so excited about meeting you tomorrow.
He scoped out the place. He made sure that the monkey exhibit was on. So you made it clear that since it was a blind date, you wanted him to meet. But he was so anxious that he was already there vetting the place, making sure he had the perfect spot of where he was going to hold your hand, making sure the panda was cute, because that's when he was going to make his move. Like, he was vetting the place.
The monkeys were on point.
Yeah, no, they
follow each other, like, every time I go, or what were they doing?
You might be sure he had to talk with the monkeys. Like, hey, man, don't be throwing feces or, you know, jacking each other off. You know, I'm trying to impress this girl.
All the fucking animals were on point because he, like, texts me at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, hey, I'm at the zoo. And
so
was
he actually expecting you to show up at 9 o'clock? Is that the deal?
Yeah. He did. So he's like, but I kind of like brought it down. Like, hey, I'm not an early bird, you know, like, how about 10-ish? So 10 o'clock, he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm at the zoo. And I was like, okay. He was like, listen, it's super busy here. Like, it's packed. There's no parking.
Yeah.
Why don't we go somewhere else? He texts me. And I was sleeping. I was like, fuck, I got to get out of bed. I got to get ready for this date. And he's like, let's go. Apparently, there's like a fake beach or a lake that you guys have
Tempe
out here.
Tempe Town Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
It's a fake beach.
Yeah. He's like, let's go to the Tempe fake beach or
Tempe
lake?
Town Lake.
Tempe Town
Lake. He sent me the address.
Tempe Beach Park is a thing also.
Maybe that was it.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. He sent me an address. He's like, this is more cool.
Okay.
It's too crowded out here. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm like, hurrying up, getting out of bed, hurrying up, getting ready for this date.
And what's wrong with a crowded zoo?
He said there was like, it was so crowded, there was nowhere to park. I don't know. That's what he said. Like, he went and scoped it out.
Okay.
Which was, you know, whatever.
How many hours ahead of time is this?
Actually, he was on time. She was 9 o'clock too early.
So anyway, so he's like, oh, I'm at this new place or whatever. So I hurry up, hurry up, get dressed, go to this place. And I'm there. And like, he was like, oh, I'm here. I just got here. And then I'm like, according to my GPS, I'm 5 minutes away. That's what my GPS said. Yeah. I'm 5 minutes away. He goes, I'm outside. So it's like a parking lot. He goes, I'm outside. And he texts me what he's wearing. And he's like, I got cargo pants, like khaki look pants.
Yeah.
And he told me he had like a blue shirt or something and a baseball cap on or whatever.
Wow, the dude is white.
Yeah. I was expecting some Geronimos and
So I pull up, I can see this guy from a fucking mile away. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he was not what I was expecting.
Did he have a granny?
Yeah.
What's that?
He
a fanny pack?
Fanny pack?
Fucking had a fucking beer gut. He was fucking just frumpy looking. Just like, he looked frumpy. Like, he had bad posture.
Where did you find him?
No.
You have to listen to the pod later. She'll tell you.
Okay.
It's in there.
No.
Quick rundown. It was the lady at her job.
Yeah. It was a coworker set me up with this person. It was
her nephew.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, my God, you're so cute. You got to meet my nephew. He's just as cute. Oh, he was frumpy looking. He was like, he had bad posture. I don't even think he could stand up straight. And he like had his hands in his pocket. He was like waving.
What?
I was like, what? My God. And no. I could see this shit a mile away. Yeah. Once he told me what he was wearing, he shouldn't have told me what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Once he told me, I was like, I can't do this.
Did
was like, you know
dip
what?
Out?
Dude, I fucking dipped.
You
dipped?
Yeah!
No way.
She don't mess around.
Right?
You don't mess around. You don't mess around.
I saw it. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to fucking waste my time. I'm not going to waste his time.
However
I'm
you
done.
Wanna, however you want to label it, it was either the angel or the devil. One of them said, whispered in the ear, the kitchen is hot. Repeat, the
kitchen is
hot.
Well, I know.
So you didn't talk to him at all, like before this
thing? I laughed. I fucking backed up.
No, Bella. Before you guys, before you guys made this arrangement,
I put the Jeep in reverse. Yeah. I checked left. I checked right.
Like,
I checked
I'm
the
out
rear,
of here.
And then I proceeded. But,
you didn't even do a flyby by the
time. No, but did you talk?
No, I laughed.
No, but did you talk to him though prior to this date though? Like on the phone.
Yeah.
And he sounded cool on the phone.
And he was like, "Oh, I'm so super excited about meeting you. In fact, I'm so nervous. You're so pretty." Like he was like saying all this stuff, and you know what was kind of a couple of red flags because he was like, "So this is super casual. Like I'm gonna dress casual. Is that okay? Like what should I wear? Like if a fucking 40-year-old man is asking you what the fuck
he doesn't know what to wear. Yeah.
I mean, come on, like really? Like if you don't know what to wear, I can't fucking help you.
I like how she was like, I dipped.
What I like about it is she didn't even fly by the tower. Yeah.
No.
It was like, no.
It was like pull up, reverse.
Exactly.
And I just dipped. And then I was so
did he text you back? Like where'd you go?
I was so paranoid because like, you know, my license plate says Belia.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he had binoculars in one of those cargo pockets.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You know, all he's gonna do is just tell his aunt, like, hey, here, I'm gonna be there Monday morning. We're gonna straighten this out. I know where she works.
What was your excuse? What did you say? Oh, I can't find the place.
No. So the next text I got is like, because prior to that, it was like, hey, I'm 5 minutes away, and he's like, okay, I'm wearing this, and that.
Oh, so that gave you the upper hand,
right?
To see him ahead of time.
So what did you say? You're like, yeah, I like
so
red.
I just
I'm a blood.
I just reversed out, dipped out, and then like. The next time, and then like the light was red. I'm like, fuck,
there's no turn on red. No turn on red sign.
Yeah. Right.
Everything.
I was like, I could go nowhere. I'm like just standing there with a red light. And then I left. And then he was like, so like, I'm like on the highway. I had no clue where I'm going because I don't even know where that place is at. I'm just like fucking just driving the fuck out. And it's like, so the next text I got was like, are you having trouble finding the place?
Well, sort of.
and then you know what? I just blocked them.
Oh, damn.
But how do you, but you work with her, is aunt.
So, okay.
Yeah, how did that go?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay. Yeah, that.
Did she give you the sideways stink eye?
I told a couple of people and, you know, and Gil, because Gil had texted me the night before.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, Annette and I are at Tempe Marketplace, you know? You know, what are you doing? Where are you out? I'm like, no, I'm going to go home, get some rest. I got a hot date tomorrow. You know, I want to look rested. And I told Gil, I was like, listen, by the way, his name's Steve. In case I come up missing.
Yeah.
Here's your lead. You know? I don't know. You know, whatever.
I love this. Yeah. His name is Steve. So, he gets whiter every word that comes out of his mouth. He's
fucking
white
as fuck. Right. I know. I was like, his name's Steve. In case I come up missing, you know, you got a lead. And then Annette texts me in the morning. She was like, oh, I was thinking about taking the kids to the zoo.
She's got your back, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, she texts me an hour later. She goes, so how's the day going? I was like, dude, I dipped. Yeah. So, no. And then she was like, oh, my God, what are you going to tell your friend? I'm like, fuck that. And fuck. She owes me an explanation. Like, what she better think what the fuck she's gonna tell me.
Is that what you're gonna tell her?
Yeah, I'm like, no, you owe me an explanation. Right? Fuck you and all your bullshit ass stories.
You didn't tell me your nephew was
you
George
Costanza.
You didn't
tell me he's frumpy, got a beer gut, and he's 5'2". Like, you didn't say this shit.
Oh, you left out the 5'2 part.
That's new. You forgot to mention that.
George Costanza.
Yeah, he looked frumpy. He had a beard. He was short. He was fucking short. In fact, like, these cargo pants were like all like up, like, you know,
bunched up
at the bottom. Like, they were way too long.
I was like, God.
Yeah, like, there's no way he's 5'10". Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit because my friend told me he was 5'10". I'm like, bullshit. There's no way he's
5'10". Are you sure you didn't just 2'10"? They kind of sound the same. Are you sure?
Yeah, apparently. Okay, my bad. Yeah. And I was like, that's bullshit.
Well, if you multiply 5 by 2, you get 10. So maybe that's what she did.
Yeah,
he's close to six.
That's what everybody told me. Oh, what are you going to tell your friend? Fuck that. She owes me an explanation.
Yeah, there you go.
She better fucking figure out what the fuck she's going to tell me because I'm going to totally call her out.
Bailey is like, now as all of us, hey, Bailey, we're going to go to the Tempe Town Lake. Nah, I'll pass.
Yeah, right?
Grumpy guy might be hanging around there.
He's probably still there.
She's not going to go to fireworks. She's not going to go to the Hawaiian festival. Yeah, she's going to miss out on all this badass shit because she's going to have these, like, PTSD moments.
Now she's only going to go to, like, all of these, like, ethnic places, non-whites. You know, like, you know, the Mexican Jubilee, you know, the African, you know, Bambara, you know. Like, she's only going to go to those places only.
Right.
When there's no chance of white guys.
It was terrible. He's probably a nice guy, I'm sure, but I don't know. I mean, maybe the old me.
Well, you know what? Maybe he was racist. Maybe he called his aunt. He goes, yeah, that spit just never showed. Right. Yeah, mijo, that's how, you know, that.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I mean, you know, the old me, I probably wouldn't entertain that. But like, when I pulled up, I saw him. And I was like, you know, it was a crossroad. What should I do, you know?
Yeah.
And I just said, like, you know what? I'm not going to waste my – it's fucking Sunday morning. I can go to the grocery store. I can get my groceries done. Like, I got shit to do.
A couple hours of beauty sleep. A couple extra hours of sleep.
Here I am. It's Sunday morning. I wasted a good outfit, you know? Like, come on.
Some gas.
Right. Like – okay, do I want to, like, entertain this for the next 2-3 hours and tell you, okay, see ya?
Yeah.
She should have went to, like, Fat Tuesday. She's already right there.
Right there.
Walk in and probably, like, boom, had, like, some kind of crazy love connection over adult slushies. It would have been amazing.
I
feel like you did waste a good outfit.
Yeah. I did!
Yeah.
And you know what?
All dressed up and nowhere to go.
Here's the thing. I woke up early. Wasted a good outfit.
Early by whose standards?
My standards. I am fucking never up at 9 o'clock on a Sunday. Really?
I'm so jealous.
I fucking woke up early. I had a fucking hot outfit. Everything. I was shaved. Like, I left shaved my legs. I mean, come on.
He was ready.
Like, really? Like, fuck. And then I'm like, you know what? No, you don't deserve this. Yeah. Like, Mr. Frumpy does not deserve it. So, I
feel like when you're in your 40s, like, if I was dating again, I did when I was 20.
Right.
And
that's
desperate.
What I'm saying. The old me, I would entertain it. Yeah. Okay.
You know, free, maybe
fine,
even like, you know,
whatever.
A free meal or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, there's nothing I want. There's nothing I want. I don't fucking want a slushy. I don't know what the fuck they have. I don't know. What do they have at these places? I don't know. But whatever it is, like,
At any point, did you feel like you need to deliver this feedback so that he could improve this situation for next time?
Like, maybe just stand up straight?
Yeah. I was going to say, dude, maybe, like, this posture news could be, like, fucking earth-shattering for him, and this will never happen again.
I don't know.
I'm kind of torn on this one, because I kind of go back to what you said earlier. He's 40 fucking years old.
You're right.
Yeah.
Should you not have figured these things out?
Well, first of all, he's like now. His aunt should not be his love connection.
Yeah.
His love
that
maker.
Well.
You know what? That was a red flag.
That,
like,
right
his
there.
His aunt was like, oh, you should date my nephew.
Yeah. I mean, like, who is going to take their aunt's advice on?
Did she happen to tell you that he lives, like, in her basement or something?
No, that's the thing. He's got his own place in downtown Phoenix.
He got a decent job.
Then, like, as we were texting, so, you know, he was like, oh, so are you ready for, like, the relationship questions? I was like, I don't even know. Because, I mean, this is all new to me. I don't even know what the fuck that means. I've never online did. I don't know any of this shit. Like, this is new to me. And I'm like, what are relationship questions? And then he was like, so what was your last relationship and blah, blah, blah. And then, so I was like, I don't know. I was married for like 15 years and like now I'm not married and I'm here in Arizona. Like, I mean, I don't know. He was like, oh yeah. Yeah. I was with a girl for like 10 years. And then I found out like she was a lesbian. I was like, oh shit. That's what he told me. I swear. And I'm like, okay.
And
yeah.
Like, these were questions are before your first date and just getting to know each other?
Yeah, he was texting me.
That's
like,
too much.
Yeah, no shit. I'm surprised you showed up at all.
Can we get his phone number? Because I think we can work with him.
If he's got money, he can pay
I
us.
I think we can
we
work
can
with
mold
him
into being a dateable person.
Don't you think that, like, between you and I, we could probably
he's
do
a
some,
respiratory
some good work?
Therapist exactly. at the hospital. Like, he's a respiratory. I mean, he's got a legit job. That's why I was like, okay, well, he's got a legit job. He's got his own place. That's, you know, he had all the factors that are, like, cool, you know?
Because I used to have a thing where I wanted to do where, when in my mid-20s, where I wanted to get nerds. In high school, being a nerd myself.
I say, thanks a lot, Al.
Well, no, because I was one myself.
I don't think you were a nerd, Al.
You pay me, and I'll show you all the tricks of the trade. Now, I don't profess to be, you know, but I know certain things that you need to do. Like, change your, you know, your hairstyle. Cause
stand
you
up straight.
Stand up straight. Make sure you always have a breath mint. Learn, take some dance lessons. You know, like, these are things you're going to need to do. You know?
Yeah, see, that's probably where I could have learned. I never learned to dance. I couldn't dance my way.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if you dance, you're already in the top 80% of everyone
that?
Else.
What is
Because
so
girls
great
love
about
to dance.
Why?
Because girls so like to dance.
Why is that?
They love to What's dance. So they're not dancing? Like, they love it.
Why?
Like, what do you mean? Like, dancing is sexy. Like, it's, you know, like.
And they want to see if you got moves. If you don't have any moves on the dance floor. Probably not gonna have any moves in the bedroom.
I mean, so. I don't know. Maybe
yeah, you
want to
see if you're flexible.
Maybe
if
that's
you...
a maybe that's a Latin thing.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a Latin thing. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's not.
But it, you got to dance.
Yeah.
Even if you dance retarded.
Look what I can do.
Oh,
with
I
my
dance
feet.
Retarded.
Oh yeah,
I
we,
got
do.
That
or,
we
or
do.
What is
it's the confidence.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Who gives a fuck what you look like or your technique or whatever?
Yeah.
It's the fact that you have the confidence
to go up there and dance.
Do it. And that's appealing to most females.
Yeah.
Even the biggest wallflower is like, oh.
Yeah.
He's okay.
What's your move you want to learn?
Which one?
What's your move?
Oh, yeah. What was that song?
It was from Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Oh, well, remember I kept telling that guy that sang it so beautifully. What was the song?
We were at some bar at karaoke and somebody was
singing.
And the
dude, the karaoke guy, he's the
guy.
It
was a Bruno Mars song. And it was like,
oh, so subtly.
No, it was like the perfect line that I was like, wow, if
and
I could sing that song to women.
Like, if I fucking learned that.
Is it the one that's like, when I see your face?
No,
it's like a one of, it's like, what's one of his famous songs? Like,
fuck,
like that's
it was
really
like
modern.
I'm thinking like JT, look what I can do with my, or Chris Brown, look at what I can do with my feet. But no, damn it. Like, I know what you're saying. Because I just heard
it
on the radio the other day and I thought about you.
Yeah, because the song, the guy just sung
what
it. And I was like,
happened? I'm so
wow. It was a lyric that from a Bruno Mars song.
I was like, if I knew that lyric, I would just sing that lyric all day.
Yeah, it was something like, something like getting jiggy with, no, it was.
No, it was like.
It was like
no.
a line. And I go, if I could sing that, I would say it to every single woman on earth.
Yeah. He was like, I would just learn
perfect
that part.
That.
He was like, if I could just learn the dance and the whole move.
James Brown, I get. Bruno Mars.
No, but
yeah,
when that guy sung it.
Bruno Mars is amazing.
Gay.
Well, that one line to that lyric to that song. It was so phenomenal because when he said, I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
I would
was
perfect
like,
that.
Man, if I could learn that.
I would add that to my repertoire, man, of stuff. My
he
bag
was
of
like,
tricks.
I would just go up to girls all the time and say that shit.
Because it was like, oh my God, it's like the best line ever. We'll get it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
God, there's a lot of them. Like,
well, while you guys are searching your phone for Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gig. Okay, yeah.
So why are you
it was Uptown Funky Town. It was in that it's a line.
Yeah, it's a line
in
from
Uptown
that song.
Funky Town, yeah.
Oh, Funky Town. I remember that. Oh,
yeah.
Not the 70s.
Uptown Funk.
Oh. Yeah.
Uptown Funk will get yourself on.
Yeah, it's but, that it's a line from there.
It's
like,
a line from there.
Yeah, that's
something
the song.
To get, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you just put the lyrics,
the let me look
line
up the lyrics for
of
Uptown.
That lyric. Uptown Funk, yeah.
Nice, all right.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what do we take from what have we taken from this? I like that Belly doesn't fuck around.
Yeah.
Like straight shooter, is this gonna benefit me or is it not? I'm not wasting my time. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And this is why we were plan B.
That's right.
She's like, I'm not going to fuck around with these dudes.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm going to take care of me first.
Yeah, Al texted me, and he was like, hey, you know what it was? I already found the song. It's like, don't believe me, just watch.
Yes, 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 yes. Like, I would tell a girl something, and I'd be like, don't believe me, just watch. And then do a little dance.
And you'll dance it.
And then that was it.
Oh, my God, I'm going to put my pants.
That would be it. Like, I would tell a girl anything, like, can I buy you a drink? I don't know. Don't believe me, just watch.
And then,
but I would practice. I would practice singing it nice. I would say it with the move.
You got to do the slide.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. It would be a whole thing.
You got to have a slide.
And I would perfect it. And I told Bella when it came on, I was like, wow, I would perfect that to the point where that's all I would do.
If I could do that, that's all I would do.
That's all I would do. That would be my M.O. It's like, have you met that guy? Which one? The one that says.
You have to have an all-purpose move. Everybody needs an all-purpose move.
Yeah, because it's like, the guy that if you don't believe him, just watch him. If you have any doubt, if you have any doubt of what he can do, just watch him.
Gay.
Don't do it, Al. I beg you.
Yeah.
I beg you.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. I work at, you know, what, you know, I was about to say your job, but, you know, I work for a popular banking place. I got my own home. I got a Harley. Right. And the chick's like, whatever. And you're like, oh, don't believe me. Just walk.
And then she's like, whoa.
And then the fucking panties drop, right?
Right then and there.
This is kind of creeping me out because now I know what song you're talking about. And that seems like a kid's song, like something you'd hear on Nickelodeon or some shit.
No, but the thing, though, is he's saying, if you don't believe me, just watch.
Just watch.
Oh, no, I get it.
And then he would fucking perform the move.
And then I would do a move.
You need a slide.
Everything. But well, then, I haven't perfected that move.
Honestly, but once you perfect the move, you shouldn't have to say shit. You should just move, and it should speak for itself.
Yeah, because basically you don't have to believe it. Just watch.
Yeah,
just watch.
Exactly. You don't even have to tell him that.
Yeah, just watch the move.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's neither here nor there as of now. So
Right, but you're working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it because you never know.
You never know. We're gonna
take a note to follow up on this in the future.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 45 now. At some point, I may be 46, and you know.
At some point,
that's like next month. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never
know.
Is your
birthday next month, Alberto?
March 16th.
I'm
the day before St. Patty's. Yours is St. Patty's.
My birthday's is St. Patty's.
And we all, I've always told mom that I hate it.
It's a Saturday, yo.
I hate it because I'm always in competition with St. Patty's. And I
my shit is Saturday, like, by the way. My birthday is like the shit.
Yeah, your birthday is the shit.
Everybody's fucking raging.
Mine sucks because I'm in competition. It's like, hey, you guys want to have a drink with me on my birthday? Well, we're going to go out tomorrow for St. Patty's Day. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Mine is always like, so where are you going? It's always like, you know. Yeah. Yeah, no.
You could be like, yeah, these guys are getting drunk for me.
Yeah.
Thinking they have
It's always
chance.
A party, that's you know? Right. It doesn't even matter. And like, that's you right. could make it your party, chance. But it's always a party. Yeah. No, that's cool. Are you Pisces?
Yeah. I think till the 21st, right? You guys know?
No idea.
The 21st I'm Pisces too. No wonder we get along so well.
Oh.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah. And you don't believe me, just watch.
I'll watch.
Oh, Jennifer.
Exactly. So you had traffic problems, Red. What's going
on? Yeah, well, what's going on with that?
Dude, I had a shitty day at work. Everyone should know this.
Where do you work again?
Well, I work for Restoration Hardware. My job is not shitty. I love my job, but it was a shitty day. I get ready to leave, and I turn onto the on-ramp of the highway, and I get, like, halfway down, and I, like, am now looking, like, down the highway, and I'm like, fuck my life. There's red and blues everywhere, and there's signs that say, emergency scene ahead, yada, 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 and it's all across the highway, and we just start stacking up. And my gas light had come on when I left home to go to work this morning. So I have maybe 32 miles. I work 30 miles away from fucking
home.
What
town do you work in?
What was it?
Or what city do you work in?
It's in Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
It's in Gilbert. And so I really need some fucking gas.
You still didn't get gas?
Well, so I'm sitting on the fucking on-ramp. Sitting. It's like a football field.
Oh, my God.
Cars just parked. And they're trying to get it under control. And ultimately what they're trying to do is shove us all over to get off on Cooper. But all the people on the highway are getting off on Cooper, and we're still up the on-ramp.
Right.
So everybody's, like, smashing in, and we have nowhere to go. And I'm, looking at the gas gauge.
This entire time, and you still haven't gotten gas?
Well, she went to work with the light on.
I went to work with the light on.
You came here with the light on?
I got to like baseline and Interstate 10. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, ah, fuck. And so I drive all the way to work, which is like 30 miles. And I think I have 32 or 33 miles before I run out of gas.
Uh-huh.
So there's 30. And then I get on the highway. And when your shit's idling, it just sucks gas no matter what you're driving.
So you haven't gotten gas
yet? So I'm sitting there I ran out of gas on the fucking on-ramp.
Okay. I was going to say, what the hell are you driving? A DeLorean?
Well, she texts me because I asked her. I said, did you want a podcast? She's like, yeah. And then she goes, this is going to sound like a lying story, but there's a wreck. Oh, and by the way, too, I'm out of gas. I'm like, yeah.
That sounds like a lie. 10 minutes later after I sat, but when you're idling, your shit just sucks gas like nobody's business, and there was nowhere to go. So I ran out of gas on the on-ramp of the highway, which was pretty fucking rough because then everybody's behind me. So these dudes are like, oh, let's shove her out of the way. So they shove me off on the side of the road. And then I have AAA, so they came and rescued me in an hour and fucking 15 minutes later.
How much gas did they put in? Just enough to go to the gas station?
Well, you can tell them how much you want, up to like 5 gallons.
And
they charge you this like insane premium.
Oh, sure.
So I paid $8 a gallon and they gave me 2. So for $16, they brought
you can go to the next block, provided there's not an accident.
And it took them forever to get to me, too.
Yeah.
Because they kept getting rerouted. But, you know, hey. It is what it is.
You should get gas.
when
that little yellow light goes ding, ding, ding.
Hey, listen, though, but I hate getting gas, too, but I feel like there should be, like, a full service. Like, you know, why don't you guys have full service places
actually,
out here?
Most places don't because it's cheaper to not do that because you have to pay somebody to do that.
I'll do it.
Well, what's funny is I think Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, Portland.
I think Oregon was one of the last states
that
outlawed self-service. Like, every gas station was full service, and they just got rid of it.
Well, now, I heard that there's full service now in Portland.
I think they got rid of full service.
I gotta tell you, I hate if I can pay somebody to fill my tank up with gas.
Oh, especially back home.
You know what?
I think there was a scheme because the last 15 cents, when you put, like, let's say you put $25. Those last 10 cents go so slow. And when it's like negative 10 degrees, you're like, fuck this. Like, no one waits. I never did. I don't know, Bella, if you ever did.
Oh,
waiting
fuck that,
for those last 10 cents of gas to pump through. I'm like, no, it's too cold.
Yeah, it's
funny
fucking
about the
terrible.
Fucking like Jen, when she moved here from Oregon, she pulls up at a gas pump and is just sitting there like, hello.
Yeah,
They
don't have that in Oregon.
Where is everything?
They do now. They just got rid of the full service law. It was actually a law. Like, they wrote it like you cannot have a self-serve place.
Well, maybe they just feel like people would steal.
No, it was about the money. It was about employment.
Oh, really?
And the money, yeah. They,
yeah, they come and they clean your windows.
Yeah.
I liked it. I had that when I lived in Florida.
It. Yeah. Like you guys said. Yeah.
But you know what? It had, like, when you pulled up to a gas station, it had self-service and full service.
You're
like, you had your option.
Yep.
Yeah.
I pulled up to the full service. The guy came out. Yeah. The little black guy came out. It was awesome.
With
the
bow tie.
Great.
You got a bow tie?
Did he call you yes, ma'am?
Yeah.
Clean
my windows, and he's like, "Yes, I'm."
No, he called her by her fucking first name because it's on her license plate.
Did he say Miss Belia?
We got along. He got along. It was fucking great. I don't even know why they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Like, where is he? Where did he go?
Yeah, where's he working now?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, if he moves to Portland, you know they.
Not anymore.
That's fucking bull.
He's out of a job.
He's done so well. He's done so well. Him and his bow tie.
That's bullshit.
It is.
I don't want to go down that. I don't want to go down that scary rabbit hole.
So what else is going on? You guys know the big school shooting. That's like the big thing going on.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
The Florida school shooting.
So what do you guys think about all these kids now?
So I work with a dude whose kids were like, yeah, man, this is terrible shit. This is terrible. We need to go along with this. We need to protest. We're going to walk out. So what did they do? They went out and they went drinking.
Yeah.
They left school to go drinking. And I said, so where was the protest at? Or did they just leave to go do whatever they wanted?
Yeah, if you give the kids the option to walk out of school.
Yeah.
It could be for any reason. It could be for, you know what, we don't like flowers. Okay, let's protest that.
Exactly.
They're going to leave school.
And so that's
you give
they,
the kid an option not to go to school. They won't go to school.
They left school and nobody did anything. In fact, their principal sent out a letter to the families in the area that he wanted to call the press to come in and cover this tragic news story. You mean the tragic news story where your kid left school to go drinking at 17?
Is anybody friends with my baby daddy on Facebook?
I don't even have Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
I don't Facebook actively for some other reasons. But awkwardly enough, 2 days after this shooting, Facebook sends me this weird email that's like, do you know so-and-so? Baby daddy's one of these people. So I just open it up, got to kind of lurk a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I open it up, and his most recent post happened, I think, the very next day after the shooting. And it's like, something, 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 despite all these pussies and bitches and whatever, whatever, protesting guns after the school shooting, I'm going to the gun range. And there was a ton of commentary and backlash about this. And baby daddy still could not figure out why this is a problem, defending, you know, like, it's not the gun that killed the people, it's the crazy loony bins that have the gun, still going to the gun range.
Like, well, don't get me started, because what have you.
I was going to say, I feel like this could just go on and on and on, but I just think that that was somewhat, a lot of bit insensitive. Like, that's not the focus right now.
Well, I think both sides of the narrative are losing a little bit of sight. You know, for the people that want to protect gun rights, they're not saying gun banning.
No, they're not.
They're just saying more regulation, which is perfectly fine. I'm for. Okay,
I said
make it hard
week,
to get a gun.
I said last week,
but
I'm all for.
Don't take our ability to get a gun, or at least qualified people.
Yeah,
to get a
I'm
gun.
All for treating it like having a driver's license.
The big issue is like, so this gentleman, he was what, 19 years old? This guy that like shot up the school.
You know,
he was like,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was
flunked several times or something.
Yeah, but he was already out of school or got kicked out.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
This is why I have a problem with them going after the guns themselves. Is the FBI had him on a watch list?
No, that's what I'm saying. The FBI screwed up on this one.
I mean, but it's a tough situation. If you say, oh, like, you know, you have to like, because like, if you, and I don't know, I've never purchased a gun. If you buy a gun, do they ask you, like, have you ever had any mental illness?
They
have
do a background
treated?
Check, which
but a
background not,
check may,
right.
will
it
not,
not it will show,
show not,
because of the HIPAA yep, laws.
Exactly.
Right.
It does
so,
not cover that.
I mean,
correct.
that's where.
Well,
you know,
I feel that.
Agreed.
That's
if,
the issue
I feel
there.
Like if you have, yep. like we talked about this last podcast,
yep.
it's just like a person that has AIDS. HIPAA laws don't apply.
Yeah.
If you
right.
have it, it's going to be given to the CDC and the state.
Mm-hmm.
Then, so the same thing. I think if you are mentally incapacitated, that information should go to the database.
And I'm fine with
so
that.
So in case anyone wants to buy it, it flags.
Yeah. I'm, like I said, I'm fine
and then,
with that.
Like, okay, that's fine. But okay, like at what point is it mental illness? Do you if you take Xanax, you know how many people take Xanax for anxiety? Okay, is that mental illness, or do you just have anxiety? Like, at what point is it mental illness?
Well,
a lot of people take Xanax.
Some people say, I mean, it's already taken precedence. It's insurance.
Right.
Insurance companies, if I'm selling life insurance,
mm-hmm.
and I find out that you had that you take Xanax or a mixture, they have
mm-hmm.
these lists of
mm-hmm.
things. If you take Xanax, sleeping pills, and if you visited an institution,
right.
you are uninsurable.
Right.
They
okay.
will never insure
okay.
you.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
That should also apply to gun.
Okay, well, what
abilities,
about like
you know?
Medicaid people? People that are Medicaid.
What do you like medicated people
yeah.
or on
no,
Medicaid?
No, no,
no.
People that are like Medicaid free insurance. Free insurance.
Oh. If I think with that, you know what? They won't get life insurance. They'll get health
okay,
insurance.
Okay, those people don't care about life insurance.
No, but what
Here's
I'm saying
the
is,
thing.
No,
like
the insurance,
nobody gives a fuck
no,
about
no,
life
but
insurance.
The insurance. No, but the insurance industry, though, has already made a thing where.
Right, okay, but what I'm trying to say is, like, if you're on Medicaid, whatever, you get public aid, okay, whatever, you get all your shit coverage, and whatever, yeah, I'm on Xanax because I got anxiety, blah, blah, blah. do those people not get don't get to buy a gun?
I feel like they should probably examine that. That should be part of the regulation. Where
see what I'm worried about.
That like, makes at what point? At like what point is is mental illness? Is it because high anxiety? Is it like at like there's a fine line.
Nervous, thinking,
you know what I'm
that.
Saying? Like there's people that oh I just get anxious when I you know around fucking heights or you know I mean there is certain levels of mental illness. So how do you determine what is like, oh, you're fucked up.
Right.
You know,
right.
like how well, do you determine that?
Well, that's what needs to you be know? Investigated. Like, that's the regulations that need to be
And at the
addressed.
End of the day, if you do put a fucking nix, like you nix that, oh, yeah, if you had this, whatever, you can't. Be, like, it almost like people that want to seek help, they won't do it. Because guess what? I can't buy a gun. If I seek help, I can't buy a gun. So you got people that are going to say like, you know what? I wanted to get help. But, you know, like, I also wanted to get a gun, so I decided not to go get help because then I can't buy a gun.
And now
so, like, you have that issue, too. Yeah, and that's a double sword.
And that's where the regulation
you know?
Needs to come like, in. Like, they need to regulate
that. Though, the other issue on top of that is where do you stop? So once we make it okay to check your background for guns, then they're going to just pass it on to something. Well, you know.
I don't know. At the end of the day, guns don't kill people.
They don't.
Like,
yeah,
they don't. Guns don't
well,
kill people.
They're going to pass it on to, like, cars. Well, maybe we should check their mental illness and their mental capacity if they want
to
get a driver's license.
Right. So I say, where does it end? Okay, I agree with that.
Is a weapon.
Right.
It'll never.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could kill someone fucking if you're impaired. So where does it end? You're right. So there's that.
And then you may almost inhibit people that want to get help. Because of their mental illness.
Right.
But they don't want to have the stigmatism like, oh, it's going to limit me from this. It's going
right,
to
right, right,
you
right.
know, like, and that's kind of bad, too. You know, like you got these people that want to get help, but they won't.
Okay. So then if it's hard then to regulate or get the guns out of people's hands, then to me, the next logical step is to protect. So if we can't get rid of the evil, let's protect from the evil. That's to me. As
so
a logically
just give everybody
thinking person,
a gun.
Well, not
just
not saying
pass
all that,
out guns
but let's now protect
day.
In some way, shape, or form.
So then you're
I'm
like,
not saying by giving other people guns, but we got to make it like just
so okay
protect
Trump,
our schools.
You're okay with Trump and the teachers, then?
I'm all right with that. If I feel that if a teacher is qualified, if they take in the courses, they know how to use the firearm, then it should be allowed in the property.
I think that should apply to everybody. It should be like a driver's license. I'm fine with treating it like a driver's license. You have to jump through all these hoops through the state.
Yeah.
Then you get your gun. However, just like your car, I can take it anywhere. I can go wherever I want. I pass the states, whatever. I can cross state lines with it. I can walk into any fucking building I want to with it. I can park anywhere I want.
Yeah. You know what? My thing
and
for
check me out,
my thing would be
all up and down. I don't
adding
care.
Technology. I like the fact that there's now guns that will only work with your biometrics.
Yep.
So, I would say enforce that. Like, maybe go to that. Because right now, what people that kill with guns are not good people with guns. It's people that either got them illegally or people, kids, for whatever reason, got them. Either they stole them from their parents or got it somewhere. It doesn't belong
to them.
They
never got them legally.
It's not from their
sure.
gun that they own legally.
Yep.
So, what I say is make people get a gun legally and then let it be biometrically only be able to be used by that person. That way, all the accountability goes to that person. It will never be shot by anyone other than that person.
Yep, I got no issue with that either.
And I'm thinking, see, these are things that we need to do. Not like, hey, let's have a parade and, you know, bang guns or, you know, go after people that are a little bit nutty or people that drink or people that take Xanax. We shouldn't do that. I think there's other ways that we can combat that.
What about teachers having guns in the classroom?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're qualified, I think, and if
sure.
they train.
I got no issue with it.
I wouldn't be upset if my kid's teacher had.
I don't know. Like, if I became a teacher, I don't want to carry a gun to my classroom.
So, yeah,
No, but wouldn't you be thankful that if someone else that was trained.
That's fine.
And did, I mean, wouldn't you be,
but
I would feel
I was
a little
a
safe.
Teacher, like, I don't feel like me going to school to be a teacher makes me like, oh, now you're a teacher, so you got to carry a gun. Like, I'd be like, what? I don't want to carry a gun to school. Like, I don't own a gun. I never fired a gun. I don't know anything about guns. So that's what I'm just saying. So if I was a teacher, I don't know if I'd want to carry a gun to school every day.
And you want to have, they're not forcing any teachers to do it. They're just saying that if a teacher
they have the right.
wants to,
yeah.
we will allow them, give them sanctions if they're properly trained and licensed.
Well,
that they
you
can
guys have
bring
kids
it.
That are still in school, younger ones. Do you worry about that? Is it like a fear, like somebody's going to come in?
I mean, anymore, it seems like it is a legit issue. But I don't know, Al. I think I like what you were saying. Were you saying like, okay, like, just like you can have a cell phone, and it's got, like, a code, or it's got,
right,
like,
yeah.
a Yeah, a
that's something that only you can, yeah because that's
like,
all the accountability is on you now.
Yeah, I almost, I think you, like, solved the gun control right
that's
now.
That's what I
there
do, podcast land.
Well, shit.
Wow. Like, that's awesome.
So, yeah. So, guess what? So, if the NRA, if you find me dead tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah right.
I think you solved it
exactly.
right now.
Shit. Yeah.
Nicely done.
I don't have any health issues. Yeah. I don't have any enemies, so if I find dead, and I don't...
then that means you will have life insurance. Ding, ding, ding.
yeah, yeah, exactly. Full circle. So, and I love myself, so if I find myself, if you guys find me dead and saying that I killed myself, no. No.
NRA.
No.
Wow, you know what? Al? That is golden.
Yeah. Yeah, say, now that you've solved the problems of gun control,
Al just solved it.
We should probably call it.
Yeah. That's it.
I think we're
well
we're
done, Al. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm right. just a humble guy, man.
Yeah.
Say don't believe me. Just watch.
Your permission to podcast has been revoked.